This is Louis Navalier. It is Tuesday, April 18th. Well, the stock market's kind of treading water here, just waiting for the earnings to come out. And when companies do announce better than expected earnings, the results are excellent. And that's what I really care about. After the close today, Netflix will come out. Tesla will be announcing this week. So a lot of exciting things going on. And the main thing is that we just want the earnings to drop kick and drive the stocks higher. So our stocks did very well last week in anticipation of earnings. We still have some good strength right now. But this is a good time to try to buy stocks on dips if you can get them just before the earnings pop. I do want to stress that we had some economic news this week already. China announced their GDP grew at 4.5% in the first quarter. That's due largely to the fact that retail sales increased over 10% compared to a year ago. So that bodes well for global GDP growth. One thing that is weighing on a lot of people is the manufacturing sector. If you survey most of the ports out there, like Bloomberg does, the shipping containers is down, okay? And that's usually because manufacturing activity is down. So we remain totally dependent on a consumer-driven economy. And usually growth picks up in the spring. And we'll see. Now, the banks are still announcing earnings. But the big banks did reveal that consumer defaults are starting to rise. Okay, so they are restricting their loan growth out there. They were going to do that anyway because of the inverted yield curve and some other banking issues. But, you know, everything right now is manageable. The banks are still posting good earnings. The default rates are still amazingly low. But, you know, consumers are going to drive the world economy. So what we got in China was good news. Hopefully we'll get more good news on consumer spending in other countries, and then we'll be up and away. There's still a lot of gossip about the Federal Reserve and what they're going to do. I'm in the camp they shouldn't raise rates in May. It'll all depend on where market rates are, but I think the Fed's done enough. I think their main duty right now is to uninvert this yield curve, and that'll be that. So it's going to be every stock for itself. I do want to add that energy prices were up firm last week. They've leveled off this week. Don't let that bother you. I'm watching the energy stocks very, very carefully. I do know the refiners aren't quite as strong because the spread between WTI and Brent crude has tightened up just a bit. But I am expecting my energy stocks to have better than expected results. So that's that. So that's it. Hang in there, everybody. This is kind of the quiet before the earnings storm, and we're going to have wave after wave of good earnings drop kick and drive our stocks higher. So the next few weeks are going to be a lot of fun. Take care, everybody. It's Louis Navalier.